Servant Leadership. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Servant leadership is becoming an increasingly popular topic among companies. Management professor Emily Hunter hopes to help managers better understand this managerial style and its expected benefits.
It arises from a Christian perspective, but it's broadly applicable to all organizations. So servant leaders tend to empower their followers, help their followers grow and succeed, but also have a focus on the broader community, encouraging followers to get out and do community service outside of work, for example.
Servant leaders tend to be good role models. They're self-motivated, ethical, and serve their employees humbly without expecting anything in return.
And we found that the store managers who were espousing servant leadership tended to have better customer service and more followers helping each other.
And what's interesting is the employees tended to emulate the leader, conducting themselves in the same manner. Additionally, Hunter found employees were more engaged in their work and there was less turnover on the job. And while she says most leaders in general are extroverts, she found servant leaders were more likely to be introverts. She says they take a less dominant role, spend more time listening, and communicate to their staff that they're open to new ideas and input.
Servant leadership contributes to a work environment that promotes the virtue of serving others, in which followers want to remain at that workplace.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.